the Red Blacks and the Toronto Argonauts. It's a beautiful night right now at TD Place. And right now we are joined on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline by the Commissioner of the Canadian Football League, Randy Ambrosi, joining the program. Commissioner, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be with you tonight. Looking forward to kickoff in what, just about an hour and 59 minutes.
See, that is exact right there, an hour and 59 minutes. We can't wait for it either. It's been such a long time in coming. First of all, how arduous has it been here over the last couple of weeks and with everything that has gone on behind the scenes to have this game actually be played?
Well, I think it's exciting. Look, bargaining is bargaining, and it is a hard process, but I think you got to start by congratulating both sides, the Players Association and their bargaining unit, the CFL and its bargaining unit. I think they did exactly what we hoped they would. We wanted to build the framework for a long-term partnership with our players. It was a little tough there towards the end, but I think they delivered a magnificent framework. And now, instead of sitting across from the table with the players and the league can sit side by side, and we can focus on growing the game. So, hey, a little messy around the edges, but in the end, we got a great outcome, and now we get to play football.
Randy, what makes this a partnership?
Well, I think there's several things. One is the revenue sharing feature. That aligns our interests. So now, we both want the same thing. And I think that was an important priority for us, that we felt that was something that was going to help us. We've actually invited the Player Association to sit on the board of our CFL Ventures business, which is the one that we have with Genius Sports. And I think that's, again, an acknowledgement that the players need to be part of our future, and we have to include them in our business. And then I think just the mindset of this collective bargaining exercise was about changing our relationship from a more transactional one, which I think has been largely our history, to one that it's really about working together and growing a business as partners. And so, again, kind of everywhere I look in this collective bargaining outcome, I think we see a partnership developing.
What are the areas that you attack in terms of growing the business? I mean, you're under a little bit of an assault now with these other leagues popping up in the States again, and the CFL's managed to ward those off in the past. But where are the areas that you guys can grow this game with the players?
Yeah, look, I think one of our big priorities was to really focus on what we learned from our consumer research, and that is that the next generation of fans are really interested in competition and excellence in sports. And so, our biggest priority was to make sure we give the coaches some flexibility in our rosters to make sure that we get great players on the field. And we're really excited about that. We are going to immediately start talking to the players about how we work together, in our communities, how to market our game. But one thing you'll hear over and over again is we are going to emphasize that we've got world-class athletes that are playing in our league now. Frankly, world-class athletes have played in our league for decades, and we're going to focus on those things that will attract that next generation of CFL fans, and we're going to do that in all nine CFL markets.
CFL Commissioner Randy Ambrosi joining us here on The Drive. And what is so important to everybody who is a fan of this game are the Canadians and those who play the game in this country that participate in the league. Can you tell us about how difficult this was to come to a compromise and exactly kind of what the compromise is for the 7 years? Because it was something that, a lot of people focused their attention on during these negotiations.
Yeah, look, I think you almost have to start with what was the mindset going in. And, first of all, we were thrilled to protect the 21 jobs on all nine CFL teams. We thought that was critically important. Frankly, nobody is saying that our Canadians can't play, but what we are saying is that Canadians can compete. And I think we ended up with a really good outcome. What our coaches told us, in preparation for the bargaining is oftentimes we get into trouble, not when we've got our core group of starters, We get into trouble when we start getting into injuries, and we sometimes don't have as much depth as we need. You know, we've lost 24, this past year we lost 24 Canadians to NFL rosters. That's the most in NFL history. We know that the quality of Canadian athletes are really high, but that's a lot of Canadians who, you know, frankly, in past decades would have played in the CFL are now on NFL rosters, and that's put some stress and pressure. So, you know, in the end, we worked out an arrangement that I think is going to be good for everybody. I know the Canadian athletes that can compete. My own history in the league, playing with guys like Rod Conop and Pierre Bershebel and Dan Ferroni, and I could just keep going on and on, all the names of guys that I played with and through the ages. You know, we know great players that played in Ottawa, and you know, Russ Jackson. I mean, that's the penultimate name. But we know Canadians are excellent athletes. We know Canadians are excellent football players, and that we're going to give them a chance to compete and shine as they have competed and been stars in our league going back. So, I think we came to a good outcome and really looking forward to the future together.
And just to follow up on that, can you tell us how difficult it is? Because we love Canadians playing in the game, and we associate with them with the particular teams. But sometimes, as you said, with the depth that was there, you had Canadians that were backups making, you know, double or triple what guys coming up from the U.S. were making, that were, you know, having valuable input into their team and being such valuable members of the team, making a lot less than those backup Canadians. How did that ultimately come to a compromise? Because I think a lot of people tried to understand both sides of that issue.
Yeah, and again, that's where you have to give credit to both bargaining committees. You know, look at what we did. This idea of nationalized Canadians is so important. It actually goes well back into our history. Ron Lancaster and Angela Mosca, two of the greatest names in CFL history, both played as nationalized Canadians. And what we wanted to do is give our American players an opportunity to reward them for, you know, coming into our league, coming into our community, staying in our CFL cities, raising their families in many cases. And we think that was an excellent way of kind of leveling the playing field, and it also provides an incentive for roster continuity. And boy, we've heard that from our fans over and over again. Fans want to see our rosters more stable. So look, we're really excited about the next generation of football players, the ones we have now and the ones that will come in the future, both, you know, whether they be Canadians, which we know will have lots of stars, Americans will have lots of stars, and our global project, we believe over time are going to develop a lot of stars as well. But in my view, from a talent point of view, the future's never been brighter for the CFL.
How important was that idea of coming to a compromise that you could have more roster stability? I completely agree that's been an issue with the, you know, so many one-year contracts, guys constantly coming and going. Fans want to have guys that they can identify with, guys who can put down roots in their community and become parts of those communities. You know, I'm a north of 60 years old guy, so I can remember, you know, growing up when players would be in town all year long and they would have off-season jobs. They really became a part of the community, and people were proud to go and watch a player who might have been a neighbor play in the Canadian Football League. How important is it to kind of get back to that continuity, as you mentioned, and just that roster stability where guys can put roots down in a community?
Yeah, and again, I point to the both sides that we're bargaining, the CFLPA's bargaining unit and the CFL's bargaining unit. They did a great job, and you know, now we've got guaranteed contracts for a veteran player who's now through their first contract. For their second contract, they've got some guaranteed money that they'll get in their second contract. I think that's going to be really great. That's going to help us to help teams re-sign some of their biggest stars. That's going to do exactly what you just described. That's going to get us back to where we used to be, where we had a lot of roster continuity, you know, players that came and stayed and played. I mean, I grew up in Winnipeg with Kenny Plain as an example, and when Mr. Plain was a star in Winnipeg, and then he went on to raise his family. And he was, frankly, a legend in Winnipeg, not just as a football player, but as somebody who was in the community. So when you start adding up all these pieces, now you've got this nationalized American concept, which rewards the players and gives them an opportunity to stay with their teams longer. You now got the guaranteed contract opportunity in the second contract. That's going to give us an opportunity for more roster continuity. Look, everywhere I look in this CBA, I tip my hat to both sides, to the players and to the league bargaining units, for coming up with a way to make sure we could address our biggest priorities, roster continuity and talent, because we know from our market research what the next generation of CFL fans want. They want competition and they want excellence. And I believe both sides have delivered us a framework for a really bright future in the CFL.
We understand, going through labor negotiations, that it always comes down to the last minute. So with that being said, would you do it differently next time, or would you try to do it differently, not getting it this close after really only playing, you know, 14-game season in the last two or three years? It really has been difficult to kind of get the product going. Would you do it a little bit differently?
Well, I think it's always an opportunity to sit back and look at the game film and, you know, and ask those questions, you know, was there something we could have handled differently? And we'll do that. And, you know, we'll do that, and we can talk to the players about that as well and decide together if there was something that we might have done differently. Look, in the end, we got a really good outcome. And, you know, nobody has a phrase goes, nobody wants to see how the sausage gets made. But in the end, when you're sitting there enjoying a good Italian sausage on a nice fresh bun, it tastes pretty good. I think we got to that. I think we got a good outcome, one that we can be proud of, and one that'll shape us up for a much better future. Look, I will say this, it was awfully stressful for everyone who loves the league. It was stressful, but in the end, we came to a good outcome, and I may have aged, a few extra months along the way, but I'm certainly very proud of the players and the Player Association and the league and our bargaining unit. I think we have to tip our hat to them and say they did a great job.
Are we going to see more offense this year?
Well, I'll tell you, tonight when they kick a ball off at 7:30, I can't wait for about 7:33 when the offense, whether it's Ottawa or Toronto, trots onto the field and those narrowed hash marks and that big, big wide side on the short side of the field and a shorter wide side. I've talked to our coaches. I had a chance to talk to Coach LaPolice when I was there 2 weeks ago, and he said, Randy, I think it's going to really improve the game. I feel bad for the Will linebacker tonight, because that Will linebacker has got an awful lot of field on the short side to cover now. I mean, I really today, if you're looking at a defense, you've really got two Sam linebackers instead of, and they're both going to have essentially the same profile. They're going to have to be great athletes who can cover a lot of ground. I think tonight is the beginning of a whole new chapter in exciting CFL football, and I can't wait to see what these coaches do.
So, yeah, the hash marks are going to be a big deal because they're going to have to be improved offensively and defensively, but most of the other rules that were changed all benefited the offense. And I think looking over the last year or two, Commissioner, that, you know, that was probably necessary, right? People want to come and they want to see a little bit more offense. And it seems like even with some of the subtle rule changes from where the punts go out to the 15-yard no-yard penalties to some of the other things that are going on where the ball is placed after a score, it all benefits the offense.
Well, you know, again, what we heard in our market research was, and really it was exactly the right way to approach this. Instead of thinking about our product through the lens of how we felt, we actually went to, you know, Canadian sports fans and Canadian football fans, and we asked them, and they want fun, fast, and entertaining. I think the changes that were made, and again, a real tip of the hat to our coaches and GMs and presidents, who helped us, Greg Dick and his staff at the CFL, who took us through the product review process. I think it's shaping up. I said simply, look, I want fun. I want to be the funnest, fastest, most entertaining brand of football in the world. And I want every game to be 49-49 with 30 seconds left to go. And then I don't care who wins. I think we have set the table, just as you've just said, I think we've set the table with some really neat rule changes, and one that is going to set us up to get that to get that ball in the air, to get those offenses moving up and down the field. I think it's going to definitely put pressure on the defenses, and there are great defensive coordinators, but they'll figure it out too, and it'll turn out to be a classic CFL battle. But no, I think we're at the beginning of a new beginning for our league, and one that we can all be really proud of.
The defenses were thrilled to hear your 49-49 with 30 seconds to go comment there. But I think we all want a little bit more offense. Last one for you. 7 years is a pretty good time frame to have this negotiation and the deal done. I'm sure you don't want to go through it again anytime soon. It's just important for you to get, you know, a 7-year deal so that we're not doing this every 2 years.
Yeah, it was really important. Look, I think, frankly, we were spending way too much time bargaining with each other instead of spending all of our time figuring out how to grow the business together. And that's what this does now. And, you know, as I said, the features inside of the deal with revenue sharing, as an example, bringing a member of the Player Association onto our CFL Ventures board and other things, I think it sets us up now to think differently about our relationship. It gives us an opportunity to open the doors, to work together instead of sitting across the table, sit on the same side, sit next to each other, maybe have a beer and a hot dog from time to time. But I just couldn't be more excited about the future. And now we get an opportunity to really, really build a better and a more productive relationship with our players. And I think that's going to serve the league really well. And look, all in all, I think it's just that tonight is the beginning of something special. And I'm looking forward to watching the game tonight and all the games this coming CFL season.
Commissioner Randy Ambrosi, we thank you for your time. I look forward to talking to you throughout the season as some of these changes start to take place, but we can't wait for the season to get going as well. So we appreciate your time here this afternoon.
Hey, guys, just a big shout-out to all the Red Black fans. Get to the park tonight. Go and enjoy. I understand you're going to get a beautiful evening there. Get out to the park and enjoy some CFL football. And if you're near that bar rail, maybe you could have a beverage and a hot dog as well.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Take care. Have a great day.